So don't try to judge his depth. Don't try to judge what he can do. But he can do a lot of good. For he sustains this entire universe in his being, as is symbolized by Pisces, the house of the Maharishis. Am I being understood? Here now, I have just defined the 12 houses, Bara, the 12 Adityas, and some of these houses I am trying to define. I define the first house as Prajapati, the creator, the big ant who created all small ants, the big human being who created all the small human beings. Who is the big human being? Christianity. What does Christianity say? Adam? Or there was someone before him? Was there anybody before Adam? Anybody, please? Was there any being, any other human being? Normally, the concept of Prajapati is different from one religion to the other. But invariably, cutting across religions, there is always that one human being who was the first human being. We have Manu, the first one who created. Why he was created first, don't ask me. But he was created first. Christianity has Adam. There was all the first, and the first concept is the concept of Prajapati. Because based upon his mold, everybody else will be created. Our definition of God, as far as our mind is concerned, will be as per Prajapati. If I have two hands and I have two eyes, my God will also have two eyes and two hands. He won't have 100. Think. Only when you go beyond a certain level, you realize that what the heck am I doing? Even that little ant has got a God. God is only for me, not for him. I can't be that selfish. That is where we grow beyond these little borders of ours and we have a higher definition. I leave it here as far as the subject of spirituality is concerned. But I hope you have all understood Indra. He is a very important deva. He is the one who makes you feel, who makes you smell, who makes you touch, who makes you see. Oh my God, there's a beautiful car that has come. Mercedes has just come up with a car. I need to see that car. When you see it, you see a picture. Oh, then you go see the car. You see, sit inside and everything. Then you want that car. And when you get that car, you have attained heaven. That is Indra playing with the senses. Who is the king? He is the king who has the maximum resources to play with his senses. See my point? In olden days, we used to hear that in India, a king had 100 wives. And people say, yes, he is the king. He deserves to have 100 wives. Why? He could play with his senses. So sense gratification, the senses, the king, they are all related to this Indra, the kingdom of Indra, Swarga, the heavens. People always attributed a good thing to Swarga. There is nothing good about it. It is just recycling in the world of karma. Am I being understood? Am I clear about it? Okay, then we have one Prajapati. Praja means people, Pati means the Lord. Praja is the people, the subjects. Pati is the Lord of the subjects. So you need a human mold. You know, like you make cars, you have a mold, and there's a sheet metal and that presses it into the mold. Like that, we human beings, our God, our Prajapati is another human being. I mean, he's got to have a human form. Okay? Ant's Prajapati will be a antpati, if you want to call it that way. Get the concept right. Get the concept right. So how many we have now? 33. These are the 33 devas. Any doubts? Narasimha seems to be thinking. Have I just shaken your concept of heaven? I think I have touched a lot of people's concepts. And because of some concepts, a lot of things were right and a lot of things were wrong. Okay. Shall we break for lunch now and then? It's 12:30. We're breaking for lunch.